Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, a friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. And trust me, we all need a little wisdom these days, right? The world can feel like a constant whirlwind of emotions, joy, anger, fear, sadness, you name it. It's enough to leave us feeling overwhelmed and unsure how to handle it all. But guess what? The Stoics had some pretty brilliant insights on dealing with our emotional roller coasters. Today, we're diving into the art of embracing your emotions, letting go of what doesn't serve you, and finding that inner peace amidst the chaos. Because let's be real, suppressing your emotions is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. It's only going to create more pressure and eventually explode in unexpected ways. We're talking about feeling those feels, acknowledging them, understanding them, and then consciously choosing how we respond. So, here are 5 key takeaways from the Stoics that can help you master this emotional game. First up, remember that emotions are like passing clouds. They come and go, they change shape, but they don't define who you are. Think of it like watching a beautiful sunset. The colors are vibrant, captivating even, but eventually, night falls. Your feelings are similar. Acknowledge them as part of your experience, but don't let them dictate your actions or your sense of self. Number 2. Don't get caught in a trap of good versus bad emotions. The Stoics believe that all emotions, even the seemingly negative ones, can offer valuable insights. Anger might signal a boundary that's been crossed, sadness could be telling you something needs to change, and fear might be nudging you towards greater caution. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating on a mountaintop, although that sounds pretty nice. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings as they arise, observe them like clouds drifting by, and let them pass without getting swept away. Number 4. Take responsibility for your reactions. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you respond to it. Ever felt that instant surge of anger when someone cuts you off in traffic? Yeah, I've been there. But instead of letting that anger fester and ruin your day, try taking a deep breath, acknowledging the feeling, and choosing a more constructive response. Maybe say a little silent blessing to the driver because who knows what they're going through. Or simply laugh it off and remind yourself that it's just a minor inconvenience in the grand scheme of things. And lastly, remember this. You are not your emotions. They are a part of you, but they don't define you. Think of it like this: you are a musician, and your emotions are instruments. You can choose which instruments to play, how loud or soft to play them, and what kind of music to create. Let me tell you a story that might resonate with this. A few weeks ago, I was walking down the street when someone bumped into me, spilling their coffee all over my new shirt. My first instinct was pure annoyance, like, seriously, this is happening right now. But then I took a deep breath, looked at the situation, and realized it wasn't worth getting upset about. It's just a shirt, right? I offered the person a hand to help them clean up, and we both ended up laughing about the whole thing. You know what? It turned out to be a pretty cool interaction. The point is, by choosing how we react to these moments, we can turn even the most frustrating situations into opportunities for growth and connection. So, remember, embrace your emotions, let go of what doesn't serve you, and find that inner peace amidst the chaos. Take a moment right now to reflect on a recent situation where your emotions felt overwhelming. How could you have handled it differently? What are some small steps you can take today to practice mindfulness and emotional regulation? Remember, you've got this. You're not alone in this journey. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep embracing the beautiful mess of life. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family. It's time to spread the Stoic love.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.